Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on ultimate days. So what is an ultimate day? See here, we're not talking about your wedding day, or the day you got the big promotion, or you won your gold medal, or your best birthday ever, or the day you're a billionaire on your yacht. What I'm talking about in ultimate days is, no matter what your day is, how are you making it your ultimate day? See, and the topic we're going to go deep into in this masterclass is the quality of your life is not determined by what you're doing every day. The quality of your life is determined by how skilled you are at the way you think about your days, the way you feel every day, and the actions that you are able to get yourself to take. What are those days for you? On your most ultimate day, how are you thinking? How are you feeling? What actions are you taking? What actions are you not taking? What thoughts and feelings are you no longer having? Right, so many of us live with so-so feelings every day. Worried or fearful or stressed. Our thoughts constantly jumping from one thing to another. Often a negative stuff, right? Again, we know the brain is set up with a negativity bias. Every day, some 70,000 thoughts, mostly negative, mostly redundant. So what is the definition of your ultimate day? What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? What actions are you taking? How are you waking up in the AM? Powering through your day, going to bed at night feeling like you really lived your ultimate day. Perhaps this is already how you live your days. You wake up full of energy, you bounce through your day with this glow, and you go to bed at night feeling like you lived your ultimate day. But my perception is that's not the case for many of us. And for many days of my life, it certainly hasn't been this way. I'll talk about it more as we get deeper into this program. Yet it's my experiences that led me to build this ultimate day system for myself. And today's a perfect example. It's a Monday. I'm in the booth just before 7 a.m. I woke up perhaps like some of you, feeling tired, not feeling like I got enough sleep. I was working till I went to bed last night. And the brain was wandering to thoughts like, well, maybe I just take a little bit more sleep. Do I really feel like getting up and doing this all again today? But then I catch it. I know I got enough sleep. And I get a little bit of a glimpse of this day that I'm just so excited to bounce out of bed and live. I know that the brain is just generating thoughts from the low energy that's in the body. The result of its hours of hibernation. And there's this small part of my consciousness that just knows if I get it elevated, I get it up and get it moving and get it energized, the thoughts change. Boom! I'm already bouncing into my day. So in that moment, I stop the thinking mind. And I swing the feet out of bed and I put them on the floor and I get moving. And this is where my waking and AM routine begins. I start deep breathing, taking in deep breaths, holding them and exhaling. I start bouncing a little bit, moving the arms around. I grab water and start hydrating the body, putting a smile on the face. And you can hear just thinking about it energizes me, makes me a little bit giggly. And so just minutes after being laying there with the brain thinking about sleeping more, I'm up and about and I'm energized, feeling amazing, excited for the day. And that's just the beginning for me. Then I rolled into my 25-minute AM trance. Not sitting peacefully. Not meditating, bouncing, smiling, throwing the arms forward, giggling, playing, visualizing my day, visualizing my life. And before I know it, you can hear where I'm at. I've energized myself for my ultimate day. And maybe I shouldn't need to do all of this, and maybe none of you need to do it either. Some people might say, what the fuck, Jeff Blades? You do what you want. Why aren't you just waking up excited, fired up for your day? Perhaps this should be easier and more natural for me. And it's certainly a lot more natural and easier than it was years ago. Yet, doing what I do is not easy for me. I have massive goals that are massively hard for me. And no matter what you're doing, few of us have these easy and effortless days. And my guess is that's the case for you. I know stay-at-home moms whose lives are as stressful and challenging as investment bankers, and CEOs who are doing what they love, running non-profits, who are constantly stretched and pulled all day, every day. Yet, in my hardest times, what I can see is how much harder my brain made it for me. Waking up, thinking about all the things I needed to get done that day. Overwhelmed with all the tasks, uncertain about where it was headed. Worried about the future. Fearful about whether I'd be able to get it done. Not only did these ways of thinking make my days harder, but they made it harder to just get absorbed in doing those things that matter most to you. And this was when I was doing what I wanted. When I think back to some of my days in some of my jobs, waking up, hitting snooze, not wanting to go to the office, showing up, sucking down coffee just to get through the day. Thinking that when I'm doing what I want, then I'll be living my ultimate days. And this is one of my greatest learnings, and a big idea we'll be coming to in this masterclass. There is no such day when all those things in your life will be lined up perfectly and you'll be able to say, this is my ultimate day. We don't even know how many days we might get. And this program is all about, how do you make today your ultimate day? See, it's not about the day that you wake up to go shopping on the Riviera or your big kite surfing adventure. It's the quality of our day, the quality of our lives, is governed by how skilled we are at using our bodies and minds. It is not what we're doing every day that makes our ultimate days. When we elevate our energy, put a smile on our face, and use our bodies in a way that feels good, and when we train ourselves to stop thinking about all those other negative things that are happening in the head, to choose our highest quality thoughts, to focus in on what makes our day amazing, what makes our life amazing. When we can focus our time on what matters most, to get beyond all the noise of the mind and just get absorbed in what we're doing, flowing from task to task in our days. Now we're living our ultimate days. And why wouldn't we want to live this way? Why wouldn't we want every day to be our ultimate day? So instead of looking forward to that day when, what, suddenly everything is great in our lives, when all those things that have been on our mind have now changed, yeah, that will be our ultimate day. Why wouldn't we want to structure our days, use our bodies and minds, get ourselves absorbed in what matters most, and make every day our ultimate day?